us, Lord, God of heaven and earth. We worship you in spirit and in truth. The one who reigns throughout the world, the one who reigns throughout all of history. The Ancient of Days, we worship you in spirit and in truth, Lord. Drawing near to your presence, coming close to you, and fixing our gaze on the one who is perfect, the one who is holy, the one who is blameless, the one who is fierce, the one who is majestic, the one who is beautiful.
Oh, Lord, kingdom yours, is the power yours, is the glory forever.
this September 15, 2023 is the Hebraic New Year, 5784. That's the current year we're in. We've been talking about this for the last year, but I just want to draw your attention to it. The Hebraic number 4 is the Hebrew letter Dalet, and its pictograph is the picture of a door. The new Hebraic year will be the year of the closing and opening of a new door. Okay, this is not new here in Frontline, but it is new to people still around the world. And we're going to be transitioning to 2025 soon. But this is still very important because it's happening. So I wanted to draw your attention to this number one, because we can't lose sight of this. We all are familiar with, if not, you can look it up, Revelation 4, chapter 1, or verse 1, where it says, "Come up here, come up now, my beloved, and I will show you great and mighty things." And John was caught up into the heavenly realm, and the Lord began to unfold many things that were going to happen in these last days. The first couple of chapters of Revelation spoke all about King Jesus and what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the churches in chapter 2 and 3. So it's very significant where the Lord is saying, this is the year of the open door, make no mistake and don't forget it. So today, I have to tell you, the number 4 for 2024 is very significant. And over this past year, the Lord would draw me to the number 4. And whenever I see 444 especially, and I've done a lot of research on this and shared this here before, then the Lord is really saying, I want your attention right now. That happened to me this morning. I was up early, awakened, thought, well, maybe this is all about Ghana, because our team landed in Ghana, and we'll share some pictures later. I just want to mention this because all of this means something very, very significant right now. Okay? Very important. Not just, oh, it's a good history moment. This is very important. And so the Lord is speaking to us and saying, number one, we need to understand what this means, because that's the Lord is speaking to us. And if we don't understand it, take the time and research that. I'm not going to go through it all. We've talked about it through the year. And we have had messages on 444, and we've had messages on the year of the open door, etc. Okay? So today, when I saw that, it was just flashing. And I thought, oh, Lord, you're speaking to me to be interceding, to be praying. What is going on? What is happening? And as I was looking at different things that the Lord was showing me, I noticed that Patricia King was awakened today, and she had a very loud roar of the shofar inside. Maybe some of you saw that. And it was so loud inside, it was not audible outside where she's had that before, but it was an inside message. And she paid very close attention to it, and she did some research on the shofar more than she needed to for what we wanted to talk about here. So she has a 14-minute, 17-second video we're going to show right now, because the Lord wants us to posture ourselves to receive, but he wants us to posture ourselves to give. Give and receive. The Lord is speaking mightily, not just from a governmental perspective, but also for the safety of this world, which involves various governments. So I'm part of a call each week when I can make this for praying for Europe. And it goes back and forth between weeks, and I then pray for Ukraine with people. So today, when I was listening to what they were saying and then weighing what I wanted to say, they were speaking, they didn't know much about the open door. And these are prophets, prophetic people. But I was able to share some things, and it tied right into what's happening right now in Ukraine. And I can share more when we get a little bit closer to some prayer time, because we want to be worshiping here, but we also want to be praying. There's a picture that says pray, and this was just put up there by Patricia King today. I really respect her, and she is a prophetess who knows what she's talking about. She's still human, so we're not following a man or a woman, but when something resonates with your spirit, you want to just to say, hey, let's pay attention to this. So there's also something, it was a few days ago, and I just gave you a picture, where at Patricia King's site, she also had her own thoughts, spiritual thoughts, and she gave some opinions, And this is not, we're not endorsing a person. We're not doing that in that respect. We're endorsing what God says he wants, for sure. But at the same time, she lays out the foundation from 2016 about former President Trump and the various places that she, the various policies that he has put out there, and how good they are, how wonderful. And then she moves in that. We're not showing that today, but I'm exhorting you to consider watching that. So when I say we don't endorse a person, what I mean is we're not following a person to save America. That's what I mean by that. Okay? So when she had this on there for all of you to look at, if you care to, if you don't, you don't. It was very, very good. And what got me most inside was that she's highlighting the spirit of the fear of the Lord. And again today in this 14-minute. And I'm telling you, as I'm listening across any kind of lines, that's what I'm hearing. The Lord is saying, and we're highlighting that obviously in this season. And this is just coming to us in prayer. And the Lord is saying, this is on my heart, because if this is what you need, and the spirit of the fear of the Lord will swallow up the other fears. So as we were praying for Ukraine today specifically, there's a kind of a covert situation going on that seems to be somewhat buried. It's hard to find. But someone of great significance within Ukraine is traveling and actually is in China right now, working with the Russians and the Chinese, and he's representing some aspects of Ukraine. And we were asking God how to go about negating anything that wouldn't be from the Lord. So the trumpet is being sounded, the shofar is being blown, and it's for good things as well as, hey, pay attention. So in this season, we really want to pay attention to what God is doing and what's going on. It's very, very important. And so as we're worshiping here, I'm just going to ask Amanda to pass a few of these out. She's responsible for the table, and I just grabbed a couple of these because there's scripture in these. And at some point, as the Lord leads, you can come up and grab the mic when it's the right timing, because we want to worship the King, but we want to intercede as he's leading us. And there are many, many things. I don't have anything, I don't think, here with business, but I know that Mike has a lot to say about that with the contacts that he has. So if he's talking, if he wants to share on anything that God has said for this hour in the state of Ohio and for our United States of America and for the other countries, that's fine. And what we want to do is pray these things out. We decree them, we declare them. And if I can be really frank with you, one thing today when I was on this prayer call for people who are so dedicated every day, they're praying. And then they get together corporately. They're just great, great people. And they're from all of Europe, okay? And these people, they're right in the trenches with the ones who have family members who are being blown up. They're right there with the friends of theirs who were in the Kiev hospital where cancer patients are being bombed. Kids. I mean, there's some really tragic things. But the point is, maybe one of the reasons that I'm there, and some others I'm sure, is to say, look, our God is big and we have the authority and we're not going to shrink back and we're going to stand with all compassion, because I don't know what that's like. You don't know what that's like to live in a war-torn area like that. You don't. And I pray we never will. But still, even so, the Lord says, count it all joy with the diverse trials that you'll be in, and let endurance have its way in James chapter 1. So as I was speaking out about the authority and the majesty of God and reading the scripture, Revelation, it just lifted eyes, I believe, not because of me, but because of the scripture. And the Lord is saying, if you will stand for what you know is true, and you will be, as Patricia will say in a few minutes here, be loud about it. That means you don't hold back. Okay? It's very important. And the reason I'm suggesting you consider watching that one on Patricia King that talks about Trump. Did you put that one up yet? Put that up there, would you guys, so you can see it. And you can find it, because she posts all the time. Is because the reason is, she speaks to the church. And she says, this is not a time for coarse joking. This is not a time to be stupid. That's my word, because it's in the scripture. This is not a time to make fun of President Biden. This is not a time to agitate the wrong mountain. It's not smart. And the enemy is capitalizing on that. And it's a time to repent and a time to actually say, Jesus, what would you do right now? And what would you say? And how important that is for the decrees and declarations. So when we stand up and we sound like, hey, I'm going to tell you what I think, it better be with a humble and contrite spirit. But she does it so beautifully and gracefully, and it will bring us to ourselves of saying, you're right, you're right. That's what the Bible says. So how we carry ourselves will release the power and release the governmental anointing. And she also delineates between the governmental anointing and the political spirit. How many of us do not want to participate in a political spirit? That would be all of us, right? In the governmental spirit, you betcha. Because Jesus Christ, he's the one, our Father in heaven. He says, I will raise up and I will bring down kings. I will raise up and I will change the heart of the king like channels of water. So we're in a really important spot right now. And between now and the election and keep going, there's just a lot of different stuff going on. I found stuff out about Ukraine I did not know when I was on this prayer call. So we all have our place. We all have our pieces, because the Lord's weaving a tapestry, and he wants America to be saved. He's got a plan. And I think we who believe that he's giving the right candidates the idea of what is going to move the heart of God in the hand of God, we know. It's very black and white. So there are a lot of things that we need to be very, very wise in our speech and in our prayer times as well. Does that make sense? I hope so, because it's very important. So let's play this right now, and then we'll pick up worship again. And as I said, grab the mic, and then Mandy, you pass that out? Or you did? Okay. And you can add what you want.
Is live stream, and I trust that you are all doing really well, staying close to the heart of Jesus. Just give you a few moments to come online right now. And let me know where you're coming in from. Love to find out who's actually watching and where you're from. Tell me a little bit about yourself and how much you love Jesus, right? You can just say, I love Jesus. And then on a scale of 1 to 10, right, you can put there how much you love Jesus. Anyways, I have a word that I want to share with you today that I just got this morning in my time with the Lord. And I was surprised at what had happened, because I was, my heart was focused on something different. But I heard this loud trumpet blast in my spirit. I want to make it clear, this was not an audible sound, although I've had those before. But this was not. It was in my spirit. It was like an interruption of my thought processes that I was in at the time. All of a sudden, I heard this trumpet, and it was a very loud blast of the shofar. And I heard the Lord say, get loud, get loud. And this is the message that I want to open up for you today, is to invite you to partner with the Lord in getting loud. And I will unpack that for you more as we go through this message. But when I heard that loud shofar blast, I don't blow a shofar. Okay, I've tried, and believe me, you wouldn't want me to if I was in a meeting, because it just sounds terrible. So I don't, you know, I've not done a lot of study into it. But today I knew that the Lord was calling my attention, so I went and did a bit of a study on it. And of course, this is nowhere near exhaustive. And so for those of you that have done a lot of study on the shofar and you're familiar with it and you utilize the shofar in your own life, please know that I'm just giving a few points that the Lord highlighted to me this morning as he was speaking to my heart. But I saw in my study that the shofar can be an urgent call to meet with God and to draw close to him. And I feel that that is really significant in the hour that we are living in. In Exodus 19, 16 and 17, it says, on the morning of the third day, there was thunder and lightning with a thick cloud over the mountain and a very loud trumpet blast. Everyone in the camp trembled. Then Moses led the people out of the camp to meet with God. And they stood at the foot of the mountain. And it says that they also trembled in the presence of God. So this is like a sober calling of our hearts to God in this hour, to give him our attention, to give him our focus, to stand in the presence with reverence and with awe. So that was the first thing that came to my heart. The second one was that the shofar was often used when a proclamation was being made, when there was a declaration of something from someone in authority or from a priest, the prophet, a proclamation being made by a king, there would be a shofar sound. And also during coronation, when a king was being crowned, there would be the long trumpet blast. And that's what I heard, was the long, it was long and it was loud. It just got louder as it got longer. And so the crowning of the king, and we know Jesus is crowned as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, but he's also crowned his people. He's given us crowns that we will ultimately lay down before him, acknowledging his supreme rule and authority, but he's also given us crowns to rule and reign with in this hour. And I felt a nudge from the Spirit saying, take your place as kings and priests. The other thing that came to me when I was studying about the crowning of the king was that's a name for when a baby is being born. When there's a birth, there is crowning first. It's the very first movement of the baby coming through out of the womb into the world that they live in. So I felt that there was like a significance there as I heard that trumpet today. And I also studied that sages from generations past interpreted the sound of the long blast to represent joy, hope, and trust for the future. I just want to speak that into your heart today, because with everything going on, people can fear the future. But in Psalm 31, talking about the virtuous woman, it says she has no fear of the future. She smiles at the future. And God wants you to smile at your glorious future. And so it can represent joy, hope, and trust in the future. And God wants you to hear that sound for sure. Thirdly, the shofar was used to awaken the conscience, confront past mistakes, and remind people of their destiny to follow the Lord and his word. It was called to awake the slumbering people, to wake up, time to wake up, time to arise, and symbolically speaking of the awakening of the conscience and confronting the things that needed to come into alignment. And I feel that that is very significant today, especially that we align ourselves with God and that we awaken fully unto him and to his word. The next point that I saw was for those that are in Christ, the blast can represent God's victory over sin and death. And as we look at what's going on in the nations today, we see sin and we see death everywhere. It's just running rampant. It's like the water level of sin and death is rising, but the blast can represent the victory over that. So of course we have that in our own lives through Christ Jesus, but we can also spread that to the world that we live in. And then fifthly, I studied out that the long blast was a warning of danger and even a call to war. So in Ezekiel, the watchman's duty was to blow the shofar when there was danger, to alert the people to come into their place and get ready to overcome the danger or to fight the danger. And in Numbers 10, 1 to 10, it commands the trumpets. These aren't actually shofars, but the long blast of the trumpets to be used as a call to war. And I believe that that's really significant, to war in the spirit, that is what we're called to do in this critical hour. So there was five things that the Lord spoke to me when I heard that long blast of the shofar this morning. Number one, he said, pray loud. Remember, this is a loud trumpet blast. He said, pray loud. And our biggest victory is going to be won in prayer. If we're just talking about all the problems, the issues, and politicized things and all of that, we are not going to get the victory we need. But if we cry out to God, we will see his kingdom come, his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We are to cry out to him and be loud about it. And I'm reminded of blind Bartimaeus, because there he is in need. He's blind. He's not able to help himself, but he hears that Jesus is coming, and he cries out as loud as he can, saying, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. And I feel that prayer for mercy is one of the biggest things we need in this hour, that God will, in his mercy, give us a revival of the fear of the Lord and of the conviction of the Holy Spirit. So pray loud. When people tried to shut Bartimaeus up, he just cried all the louder, the scripture says. And then Jesus said, bring him to me. Go get him. Bring him to me. And he said, what do you want? He said, I want to receive my sight. And Jesus didn't hesitate. He gave him what he prayed for, gave him what he asked. And so get into prayer. Don't just talk about the problems. You get into prayer and get a hold of God, get a hold of his promise, and pray those through in this hour. Absolutely critical that we pray. In 2 Chronicles 7:14, you know the script. It's if my people will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. We need that to happen right now. We need to position ourselves for God to be able to give us what he has promised. Secondly, the first one was pray loud. The second thing the Lord spoke was love loud. We have to love. We have to make love our greatest aim. We have to make love so so visible to the world that we live in that they will know that we are the disciples of Jesus Christ. This is not a time to hate. This is not a time to slander. This is not a time to backbite. This is not a time to dishonor with our words. This is a time to love loud. And sometimes loving loud will be to confront, but it's done in love, speaking the truth in love. Okay, which is the next point. Proclaim the truth loud. This is not a time to be silent. The enemy is out there twisting everything, even passing laws that are contrary to God's word. And so not out of the anger of man, because the anger of man will not accomplish the righteousness of God. But speaking the truth in love, we have to raise the bar and not apologize for speaking the truth. And there will be, you know, people that will oppose us, of course. The word will be opposed, but we need to speak loud the truth. And that's loud love speaking the truth, not just loud anger or, irritation or offense, not at all. Speaking the truth in love, but being loud about it and not withholding it. The fourth one is war loud. War. We are in a battle, not against flesh and blood. Your enemies are not people. Your enemies are spiritual forces that are deceiving people, and we must war. We have to war against deception, war against hate, war against everything that violates the word of God, but we do it in the spirit. In Ephesians 6, we are taught that we don't wrestle, we don't war against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against forces in the invisible realm. And we're told to put on our whole armor so that we can fight well, and that we can be well covered in Jesus Christ, that we clothe ourselves with Jesus and we use that word as a sword. But our feet, as we move forward, they're shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And so we're going to be peacemakers by warring against the things that rob our peace. And then the fifth one was save loud. In other words, this is a time when we must call people to the safe place in the Lord. We must call him forward to save the lives of people, to to bring salvation to whole households, to families, to deliver people from their sin. And so there needs to be a call in the church to get out and share the gospel on the highways, the byways, compel them to come in, not out of anger, not out of like condemnation or judgment. I just grieve when I see people on street corners telling people that they're going to hell and yelling at them. No, love will win their heart. Truth will win their heart. But we need to carry salvation loudly in this hour. And let's get out and really represent Jesus. So be loud right now in praying, in loving, in proclaiming truth, in warring, and in saving. Loud, 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 even louder. And that sound that I heard this morning, whoa, of the trumpet blast, it is significant. I shared that with you earlier in the message, what the Lord highlighted for me as far as the significance of what that represented, the interpretation of that trumpet blast to my heart. And so I pray over you today that there'll be a loud love for God that rises up on the inside of you in this day that will separate you unto him like in no other season, that you will be so loud in your expression of truth in this season, and loud in your love, loud in your prayers, loud as you war, loud as you save, and it'll be as unto him. It will represent him in every way that he manifests his character and nature. So God bless you. And I want to invite.
Amen. So we can invite the worship team to come back. And if someone has something burning in their heart, there's a loud message. Again, it's not necessarily the volume, but you're resonating with this and something is stirring in you. Then come up and let's pray this out. And as we continue to worship the Lord, we're going to do the same. Because the Lord, there's so many different things. We're not having one night or one moment where we're just praying about the election or what's coming up. We can do that. But right now, this is just in response to what we've just heard. And also the year of the open door. And I really believe that when we resonate with what God is releasing, then we've got something that partners with heaven and things really happen. So invite your friends to come on Tuesdays where we're worshiping, where we're resting and praying and worshiping, but we're taking our places here and at home with our families and then teaching our families what we know and what they need to know as well. And we towards the end of the evening, we're going to wait for everybody to come here and classes to be out and whatnot. Then we'll show some of the pictures that we have from Ghana. Because they're there, everyone's there, safe and sound, and they're resting and they're sleeping right now, I'm sure. So praise God for that. So is there anyone who would like to, if you're going to go ahead and begin in worship, and anyone who wants to pray something out, either from the handouts or from your heart, that's going on right now, this very, very specific that the Lord is giving you a verse that you can pray about whatever it is that we're talking about here. So if that's you, just come up and grab the mic, or I'll give you the mic as they're going ahead and starting worship up again. It's very, very significant. There's a lot going on. We're definitely endorsing and believing and standing for platforms, what God is saying he believes in, and that's where we're going. Any of us who walk with the spirit of the fear of the Lord. And it's going to take place in a person or a ticket, and we know that's true. But what we're doing is using wisdom to be able to say, Lord, what do you say? And we're going to pray these things out. Anyone? Joe, come on up.
So I will pray specifically for against any possible war with China. They are, you know, a rising power. So, Lord, we just pray against the Chinese Communist Party, Lord. I have nothing against the Chinese people, Lord. May they come to know you, Father. Yes, Lord, we just pray that leaders, specifically Xi Jinping, Father, falls on his knees, Lord, and has a face-to-face encounter with you, Lord. Lord, the aggression, put out against other nations, Lord, specifically the Philippines, Taiwan, where China is encroaching on their territorial boundaries, Father, Lord, we just pray against that, specifically the Chinese Navy, Lord, and just some of the things that they're doing that are just not right with international law, Father, Lord. Lord, we pray for peace over Taiwan, Father, a democracy, Lord. Lord, that to be an example to the Chinese people, Lord, that freedom is possible. Lord, we just pray in Jesus' name that you will liberate the Chinese population, Lord, from the clenches of the evilness of communism, Lord, in Jesus' name. Well, and we're also going to pray for Ukraine. Why not, Lord? What Putin has done, Father, Lord, by invading Ukraine, Lord, specifically back in 2014, taking Crimea, Lord, and then the little green men, Lord, that went into the Donbass and Luhansk, Lord. We just pray, Lord, for peace over those regions, Lord, that the Russian population, Father, Lord, realizes, Lord, we reside in Ukraine, Lord. They are Ukraine. Father, Lord, that they just rebel against the Russian troops in those areas, Father, Lord. Specifically, Lord, that one, they repel the enemy, Father, the Russian troops, Lord, but specifically Vladimir Putin, Father, Lord, who is just walking with just evil, Father. The way he is just sending his own populace, Lord, with little due regard for his own people suffering, Father, Lord, that this war has caused, Lord. There's just upwards of 500,000 casualties, Lord, that have taken place from this conflict, Father. And when it comes down to it, Lord, no soldier wants to fight in this, Lord, over land, Lord, that is just inconsequential, Lord. Lord, we just pray over, again, Ukraine, Lord, the Christians in Ukraine, Father, also just the Christians in Russia, Father, as well, Lord, that they also have a voice, Lord, to overthrow Putin, Father. He has a grasp on that nation, Father, and we just pray, Lord, that his presidency, Lord, ends, Lord, and that a new whatever government takes place in Russia, Father, Lord, that you just have their hands upon those leaders, Father, in Jesus' name.
And Lord, right now we also speak here in America as to what you are doing. Father, we just, as a body, we come before you and we ask that we would not take on any sort of political spirit or spirit of offense. That if that comes up or in our thoughts or in our typing, in our writing, we give that to you now, Lord. So that we would walk in humility, just like Jesus walked in humility. That he didn't stand up to defend, but he walked in love. And in that love came divine words. Lord, give us those divine words that speak your truth. Thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing in Ohio, that you're using Ohio, that Ohio right now is standing out politically across the world, really, truly. But with that we Christians would stand up and not align ourselves with any party or platform, but instead with the word of you. that anything that is biblical, we would stand behind, and anything that is not, we would say no to loudly in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That if you're one of those, like me, who are wondering, how can I possibly have an opinion? I can understand this or that or this argument or that. Ultimately, if it's not biblical, it is not from the Lord. Period. So this church, we rise up. Let's rise up and worship right now. Let's rise up, and we're going to stand for life. Life on every level in Jesus' name. And that we would begin to intercede for the things that were already happening in Ohio but have been stopped and thwarted. And we're going to say that life reigns supreme in this land. That business owners would stand up and say, no, enough is enough. Lord, we speak life. We call the end of abortion forward to today. This is a year of the open door. The open door began September 15th, 2023. We are walking through those open doors that may look like a wall, but we are going to walk through the open door and say life is life. And that it's time for people to wake up to the genocide of a generation, that it is not okay. It is not okay. Lord, we thank you for the leaders that you have in place, and we ask that you would put more leaders in place that would have a backbone and that would say no in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We will not stop. We will stand for life on every level. Lord, we thank you for business partnerships. I had a chance today to be a part of the Center for Christian Virtue out there with the Christian Business Partnership, and we were discussing, you know, what do we do? Life is the thing. And I was able to stand up at the end of this meeting and say, you know, I went with Frontline Ministries to Poland this summer. And in Poland, we saw Auschwitz. And you know what? Every millennial, every person my age, we've gone through education and we have been told that what took place at Auschwitz is wrong. That every single life that was taken at Auschwitz was wrong. And that genocide was wrong and never to be repeated. So it is time for the church to stand up and say, just like the genocide that took place in his concentration camps, that was wrong. That the same thing is happening today in our society as we, as a church, turn a blind eye to abortion and abortion practices and abortion clinics. So we cancel that authority. We cancel the wishy-washy attitude of the Christian church. And we say, life reigns supreme. Lord, you formed us in our mother's womb. And we are here to speak for the voiceless. We are standing in and not closing our ears to. But we are standing up and saying that we are speaking life in Jesus' name. The time is now. Lord, we ask that you would align us with your choice, because you have the final say as to who are going to be the kings and the leaders and the priests. So, Father, whoever you're putting into positions of power, we ask that this church would be aligned with your strategy in Jesus' name. And any evil strategy, any strategy that is anti-democracy, that is any sort of coup d'etat, any sort of backroom maneuvering, that would be shown in the light. Lord, we ask that you would bring the evil directly into the light, and that the evil would be cast down in Jesus' name. That from our president to now vice president to all the different people running and saving our former president, Donald Trump, this has been an amazing July filled with historic moments, but there's a lot of evil and deceit behind the scenes. We call it out. We see what you are doing, enemy, and we say, no, you have no authority over the United States of America. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, today we here at Frontline Ministries, we step in and we say that we are taking back the land. That any sneaky attack to create deception or manipulation or continuation of that wishy-washy attitude, we break that off in the name of Jesus Christ. And instead, we rise up and say that we may be small, but we are mighty. And we together are gathered and we say, let your kingdom come here, Lord. Let your kingdom come, that every door that must be opened would be opened, and that those that must be shut will be shut in the name of Jesus. And we cry out and we pray loudly, just like Patricia King said. We cry out loudly before your throne and say, the shofar of heaven is at hand. It is at hand, and we are standing in the gap for life and for your will to happen in this nation and on this globe. Lord, use us as we also have connections in Eastern and Central Europe, throughout Poland and Ukraine, but back and through Germany and France, all the way through, Lord, use those connections like a net that we would mobilize radically in the name of Jesus and in unity, that the church would stop its dissension, but would come together under your name and say, use us so that we can stand in and cancel the attacks the enemy has planned in the future and the current attacks that are taking place. We cancel them in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask for more. Give us more authority as we go in, and even more so for our family over in Africa. We speak protection over them. We speak life over them. We speak health over them. And Lord, we ask that you would be like a beacon unto them, that not just a light unto their feet, but a lamp unto their feet, Lord, that you would direct them and that they would step on those snakes and scorpions and they would take back the land from the areas where the darkness and the juju and the enemy has prevailed. We just ask that you would bless them right now as they sleep, and that they would be so filled with encounters of you that we will hear testimony from them tomorrow that they had these amazing dreams and encounters with you, Lord. We just speak ministering angels. We send you off to Ghana and say, go to our team there. Go there in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's worship.
When darkness tries to roll over my bones, when sorrow comes to steal the joy I own, when brokenness and pain is all I know, I won't be shaken. No, I won't be shaken. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. Shame no longer has a place to hide. I am not afraid to leave my past behind. I won't be shaken. No, I won't be shaken. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand.
Yeah. Continue in our attitude of worship and prayer, Lord. And we just say, continue to say, the enemy is done, Lord God, that you have said he is under our feet. He is a defeated foe, Lord God. And we as your bride, Lord, we just cry out for what's on your heart, Lord. And Father, just we want to cry out for Israel, Lord God, the apple of your eye, Father God, your people, Father God. Lord, we just cry mercy, Lord God, over Israel, Lord God, peace over Israel, Lord. And I just see... I'm just reminded of, I was watching some of the RNC, and there was a number of people that were highlighted to me in the crowd that had yarmulkes on. There were even signs that were, you know, Jews for Trump. But there are Jewish people who would not have classically been positionally on that side, but who are coming over. And I believe the Lord wants to save souls through this, of his Jewish people, of to bring in Messianic Jews, to bring Jews into the kingdom through the political shaking and turmoil, where the enemy would want to bring fear and further division and just upheaval. Lord, you can, through this shaking, bring many into your kingdom, many souls into your kingdom, Father. From the Jewish faith, Lord God, we just cry out, Lord God. We know, Lord God, in the last days that many of your people, your Jewish people, are going to come back to you, Lord God. Father, in droves, Father, we say yes and amen, Lord God, that you would put people in their paths, Lord God, that you would draw them even to churches, Lord God, that you would draw them, Lord God, Father, even to open up the New Testament, Lord, to read your word, Father God, with new eyes, with fresh eyes, Lord God. And Father, we just pray, Lord God, Father, that tomorrow is a strategic day as well, Lord God, as Netanyahu will be testifying before Congress, Lord. And there are those that are, there's a lot of media light on this, and there are those in the Democratic Party, there are some who are going to be boycotting this, and even Kamala Harris isn't going to be there. She says for another reason, but Lord, there are people who are positioning themselves in certain ways to make a statement, Father. And Lord, I just pray that tonight, Father, even as some of those who believe that they're going to be boycotting tomorrow, who are not going to stand with Israel, Lord, that tonight in their sleep, Lord God, they would have a dream, Lord God. They would have a change of heart, Father God, that you would move on their hearts, Lord God. Father, that they would choose to stand with Israel, Lord God. Father, you would convict them, Father. Lord, you would show them in whatever beautiful way you want to show them, Lord. Father, a Saul on the road to Damascus experience, Lord God. I just see someone in a suit in a political office, and I just see this light, this glory light from heaven coming down, and I just see repentance, Lord. Whoever that is, it's a man in a suit, a tall man in a suit. Father, in Jesus' name, Father, in Jesus' name, that you may be drawing one, Father, from the other side, Lord, onto your side, Lord. It's not about a political party, Lord, but it's about your kingdom, Lord. It's about souls being saved. It's about those who are in office standing for righteousness, Lord. So we just pray over whoever that is. Lord, they may have a decision that's been made in their mind about Israel. Lord, I just believe you want to switch that, Lord. And you can do that, Father, by your power and by your grace, Lord God. And we just pray over Netanyahu, Lord, for safety for him, Lord God. We just pray over him, Lord, that during that meeting there would just be an open heaven over that Congress tomorrow, Lord God. Father, we just plead your blood around Congress tomorrow, Father, during this very important and strategic discussion of Israel, Lord. Father, where minds might be made up, that they can switch in an instant, Father God, that you can change the plans of the enemy into your plans, Lord God. So, Father, we just plead the blood over that meeting tomorrow, Lord, over that time in Congress, Father God, with Netanyahu, Lord. And Father, that there would be, I just hear strategic alliances, Father God. Lord, that there would be strategic alliances for your kingdom purposes for Israel tomorrow in the name of Jesus. Lord, what the enemy's intended to be a day where people will stand against Israel, I thank you, Lord, that this can be a day where the ball can be moved forward for Israel, Lord. Reverse it, Father. We reverse, Lord, any strategic alliances that are not from you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We reverse them, Father. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing, Lord. We don't listen to what the media says. We don't listen to the enemy's report. We listen to heaven's report, and heaven's report is that your people, Israel, will be saved, that you're coming back for your bride, and the Israel is the apple of your eye, Lord, so we will stand boldly, Lord, for your people. And, Father, just want to read this scripture, Lord. I was reading last night, the Lord was reminding me in Luke 2, the prophecy of Simeon, and just reading that he was, it said at that time there was a man in Jerusalem named Simeon. He was righteous and devout and was eagerly awaiting for the Messiah to come and rescue Israel. The Holy Spirit was upon him and had revealed to him that he would not die until he'd seen the Lord's Messiah. That day the Spirit led him to come to the temple. So when Mary and Joseph came to present the baby Jesus to the Lord as the law required, Simeon was there. He took the child in his arms and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, now let your servant die in peace, as you have promised. I have seen your salvation, which you have prepared for all people. He is a light to reveal God to the nations, and he is the glory of your people Israel." Thank you, Lord, that you are the glory of your people Israel, Lord, and you're bringing them, Father, into your plans and purposes, Lord. We will stand with them, Lord. We will stand with leaders who stand with Israel, Lord. And, Father, that you would bring many, Father, of the Jewish faith who just feel the shaking right now, Lord, Father, into alignment with your righteous purposes, Lord God. Father, that they would vote their conscience, Lord, that they would walk their conscience, Lord, that Father, they would stand for you, Lord, and ultimately come into your kingdom, Father, in Jesus' name. And just the other thing, just before someone else takes the mic or we go back into worship, I was just hearing a prayer over Pennsylvania. Father, I just thank you for the state of Pennsylvania, Lord God. Father, Lord, that this is historically a swing state, but I just saw Pennsylvania being highlighted, Lord, and we know that the assassination attempt just took place there, and there's been great shaking, Lord. Lord, I pray that even you would use this shaking, Father, to shake people in Pennsylvania onto the right side at the polls in November, Father God, that Pennsylvania would not be a blue state, but that it would be a red state. Lord, I just want to declare that boldly, Father. And Father, where Pennsylvania, I believe their Congress is red and their Senate is blue, or one way or the other, Father God. But Lord, that they would just, that the people of Pennsylvania, Lord, there would be revival, Lord. Father, they would come to know you in droves, Lord God, that Pennsylvania would be a place where your peace reigns, Lord, where your righteousness reigns, where the church would rise up in Pennsylvania. We just say, wake up, church in Pennsylvania. Wake up to your bride in Pennsylvania. Even in the mainstream denominations where they might be really sleepy, Lord, you can bring revival. You can bring your Holy Spirit and fire and baptize those church and those believers, that those churches would be so loud for you, for love, for truth, for justice, Lord, for righteousness, Lord, that many, many, hundreds of thousands, if not millions, would get saved in Pennsylvania, Lord, in these coming months, Lord. We cry out for that state. Lord, we pray for this shaking to be a shaking unto your kingdom, unto your harvest, Father, in Jesus' name. The enemy wouldn't be able to take hold of this shaking and drag people out of your kingdom, but Lord, your believers would be bold in this season of shaking and uncertainty in Pennsylvania and bring many into your kingdom, Lord. We just thank you for what you're doing, Lord, in our neighbor state, Father God, in Jesus' name.
Just as we're continuing to worship, and you can see the pictures up there from Ghana, we're just going to keep those going in between songs, worship songs, so you can see the team as they've arrived. We have obviously they're there in Ghana. They're outside of Katoka Airport, which is really Katoka International Airport. Then we heard that it's very blue, but we heard that the accommodations are really great. And it was a wonderful meeting with Pastor Samuel and Mama Vera's in one of these pictures coming up. Was she just there? That was it. That is Nisaki. That is Samuel Jr. and his wife Nana and their boy Judah. And they actually drove to New York and they saw our team at the airport, which is very fun. So Pastor Samuel's meeting everybody, the younger ones for the first time and seeing the older ones. It's been a long time for some of them. It's very exciting. So they're in the van, which we purchased for Pastor Samuel and Mama Vera. Praise God. So they had a wonderful time. Their flights were good, and they, even before they got to Ghana, before the Ghana flight, they had a flight attendant who was Ghanaian and goes every other month to Ghana. So they had a really great opportunity there with that person. So everything's been just flowing beautifully so far. So we're believing for one piece of luggage, team luggage, that needs to still arrive. So hopefully that will be there, and when they wake up in the morning, they'll go get that. So we just thank you, Lord, for what you've done, what you're doing. We thank you, Father, that your hand is on this team, on Pastor Samuel, Mama Vera, Life Christian Center International. And we just thank you, Father, that we've been standing and believing for all good things, wonderful things, protection and safety and mercy and everything, Father, that you're speaking to us to stand for, pertaining to life and godliness. So we stand as a family here, and we support our team there. And we just thank you, Father, that no weapon formed against them shall prosper, and they fall underneath this glory spout tonight. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen.
This is our prayer, O God. This is our these days that we are living now, let your kingdom come, oh, let your will be done. This is our prayer, oh God. This is our desperate cry in these days that we are living.
Lord. I see the prodigals running home to you.
Welcome home.
Father's heart's now turning toward the children, and the children's hearts now turning toward their fathers.
I see the church,
yes, rising up in power, laying down their lives in unity and love. I hear the sounds of every tribe and nation giving glory to Jesus Christ the Son. Do it, Lord, do it, Lord. Do it, Lord, we are praying. Do it, Lord, do it, that your glory may be seen. Do it, Lord, do it, Lord. Do it, Lord, we are praying. Do it, Lord, do it, that your glory may be seen. This is our prayer, oh God. This is our desperate cry in these days that we are living now. Let your kingdom
Second Thessalonians 2, verse 3, let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless the falling away comes first, and the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Let no one deceive you by any means. Let no one deceive you by any means. The sheet that I was given is entitled China at War with American Elections. It was a lot to read. Basically, there is election software produced by Connick Incorporated that based out of Michigan. The founder and president of that is Eugene Yu, who has now been arrested, and he has all of these ties to the Communist China Party, and they are listed here in many ways. And also, there are many of the engineers at his company. Now, these this software is used in America, is used in Australia. And I want to read a paragraph here that is from True the Vote. In their year-long research into Chinese election interference, True the Vote discovered that the internet backbones used by Kinect that run critical and secure election data are located not in America, but in China. Backbones hosted by CCP state-owned telecom companies. A backbone is described as principal data routes between large strategically interconnected computer networks and core routers of the internet. That means that sensitive data about voters, election processes, election workers, and more are being run on CCP networks with an open door to China. In fact, according to Chinese law, anything that the state discovers on the internet is information or intellectual property that is automatically owned by China. The question is, why would our government allow critical infrastructure to be run by a company with such blatant ties and open doors to China? And so, Father, we come to you tonight and we pray against this deception that our American people are being so lied to and so deceived by this software and this company, Father. Lord, we just pray that anything hidden will be made to be seen, will be exposed. We pray for exposure. It started with this arrest, Father. We pray for more and more exposure, that everything that is sneaky, anything underhanded, it sounds like this is a really big deal, it would be exposed, and it would be exposed before our election, Father. We pray that our elections would be true. We pray that our elections would be fair, that they would not be manipulated by China, that they would not have any ties with China at all, that all of that would just be gone, Father. We pray in Jesus' name. You say that your truth sets us free. We pray for truth to rise and for our nation to be set free from the software and any ties with China that could be used against us in warfare, cyber warfare, sneaky warfare, ways to change our election, Father. We pray for a true election, a fair election. Father, we pray that the candidate that you want to be elected will be elected. We pray that every vote that we cast will be recorded just as we vote, Father, that there would be no manipulation. We pray against any deception in Jesus' name. Father, we pray this would all be uncovered. Father, we pray for true and fair elections in our nation. In Jesus' name, amen.
Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. We are praying. Do it, Lord. Do it, that your glory may be seen. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. We are praying. Do it, Lord. Do it, that your glory may be seen. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord.
Of Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I see forgiveness overtaking hatred, pride and prejudice now giving way to love. I see depression replaced with joy and gladness, and Satan's lies now bowing to the truth. Do it, Lord, do it, Lord, do it, Lord.
Fire burn. soul. Holy Spirit, take control. Holy Spirit, take control. Fan the flame within my soul. Holy Spirit, take control.
Yes, Lord, and we're thankful for tonight. And we thank you that you, Holy Spirit, are in control. And as we come to a close together tonight, we want to partake of the elements. We want to continue to commune with Holy Spirit. We want to continue to remember that the body was broken for us, that Jesus' body was broken for us, and that his blood was shed for us. So I just invite you, as we close out with this moment of worship, invite you to take elements, if you know Jesus, and be able to take that step of communion with him. So we just thank you, Holy One. We praise you. We thank you for your faithfulness tonight. We thank you that you'll continue to walk with us as we finish our time here together, Lord. But most importantly, Father, we just want to take this moment to become aware of your presence in a deeper measure. We thank you for the body, your body, Jesus, that was broken for us, for your blood that was shed. We thank you, Lord, that you continue to take control, that you continue to lead us and guide us into your arms of love, into the depths of your love. So we thank you, Holy One, in Jesus' name.
As we close, I don't know if Susie knew this, but the very first verse on the Holy Fear of God, the written handout that was given to you, is 2 Thessalonians 2:3 from the Amplified Classic. I want to read it from the Amp Classic as we go out the door, because it's very important as it spearheads the spirit of the fear of the Lord. Really encourage you to take advantage of the video that was sent to you today. If you didn't get it, see Tiana if it didn't come to your text, okay? And also, there's a digital copy of this for anybody that just wants to look at it from their phone. But it reads, "Let no one in any way deceive or entrap you, for that day will not come unless the apostasy comes first. That is the great rebellion, the abandonment of the faith by professed Christians. And the man of lawlessness is revealed, the son of destruction, the Antichrist, the one who is destined to be destroyed." So, Father, we just thank you for 2 Thessalonians as a reminder that we need to be pure and holy and walk with a contrite spirit. And thank you, Father, that you are examining us so beautifully in this season, and that we submit ourselves to you completely. Have your way with us, King Jesus. We bless your name. We thank you for tonight. And we just celebrate you that you're on the throne, and all we have to do is follow you and love you with everything inside of us. We give you praise and honor in Jesus' name.
This is unusual, but I just want to pray real quick too. The Lord keeps putting it on my heart. Oh, I'm such my mother's child. I want to pray for Malone University right now. We were down at the Alive Festival over the weekend, and Dr. Greg Miller got up on stage, and you could feel the presence of the Holy Spirit just come down all over that place. Oh, welcome. And I feel like there could be 20 or more kids that I believe may end up being connected with our world here at Frontline in some way, shape, or form, that might be on the teeter-totter deciding, should I switch schools? So right now we just pray for Malone University, which is Northeast Ohio's Christian university that proclaims the name of Jesus Christ directly from the top, from the very top. They go in and they do not hide or shrink back from the name of Jesus Christ. And we ask, Lord, that if there are people that are on the fence right now, that are destined to be in a different trajectory than that which they're already signed up for, Lord, we ask that you would release the funds that they've given at the schools where they're planning to go, and Lord, that you would bring them to Malone and bring them here with us. Father, we ask that you would pack out this place, that in this year of an open door, Lord, that we see revival where, just akin to years ago, where the young people are so drawn into the revival fire here, Lord, that they'll want to be a part of it. But we specifically speak in the lives, in the families, the moms and the dads, and the children that are thinking, where should we go? What should we do? And that there would be grace and swift decision to make those changes right now in Jesus' name. Lord, we ask that you increase that enrollment at Malone University. But even more so, Father, we ask and speak blessing over them right near our backyard, that they are our partner, and we believe in what you're doing there. We ask for exponential increase, and we thank you. We speak to those lives. Come to Canton, Ohio, in Jesus' name.
And Ashley's there, and Ashley can't hear this because she's in Ghana, but when she first came to Frontline, she had a vision, very strong vision. Some of you remember that. We've been calling it in, where she just saw person after person after person in these rows, and they were all from Malone. And it was very specific, Malone University. So, Father, we piggyback on this word, this prayer right now. We stand in the gap, and we call that prophetic vision in. We call it in as reality. We call it in to take root here. We call it in, Lord. There won't be enough room in this place for all those who want to come in here. Thank you, Father. Give us the eyes to see what we need to do next, because there's so much that's coming, and you're drawing people to your throne of grace. We thank you, Lord God. Let it be with power and anointing. By your Spirit, draw them in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. God bless you all. Amen. Good night. Good night.